feeling at home again. I was not prepared for my brother's phone call. "Mom just passed away," he said. "She fell and hit her head." I was shocked. My mom was gone at age 60, and I had just talked with her the night before. I kept asking myself why this had happened. I couldn't understand why she had to leave me. I was angry. I dwelled on my anger for several weeks. Eventually, I decided who was to blame. It was God's fault. He took her away from me too soon. My mom missed many milestones in my life, and I thought it was because of him. I was not a member of the church at the time, but I was a devout Christian. Instead of relying on God for strength, I turned away from him and shut him out of my life. I missed my mom so much. As I was growing up, my home with my parents was a safe place. No matter where I was or what I was doing, every time I talked with my mom or spent time with her, I felt at home. Now that at-home feeling I loved was gone. Years went by, and I lost my faith almost entirely. I tried to understand why my mom had to die, but nothing brought me peace. Then, for about 1 week, the following thought repeatedly came to my mind. I needed to look heavenward for understanding. I told this to my dear friend who was a member of the church. She asked if I would like to learn more about her faith. I didn't realize it right away, but the Spirit woke up my soul from a sound sleep. The more I learned about the gospel, the more I felt I had found a safe place again. The feeling of being at home returned. I was baptized in May 2013. I am grateful that my faith returned. I no longer turn my back on God. Instead, I embrace him. I am still saddened by my mom's sudden passing, but because of my faith in God, I know that I will one day be at home with my mom and my family forever. Judy Rasher, Colorado, USA. End of the story, Feeling at Home Again, by Judy Rasher. Read by Kristen Hawkins.